Jim Dunaway, Lance Taylor, Ryan Brown, and Rockstar. Live from the Birmingham Racecourse Casino Studios, the next round, presented by Bud Light, is on now.
This hour of the show being brought to you in part by our great friends at Wayne's. Wayne's delivering pest prevention, mosquito control, lawn care service, and of course, all that termite protection, both residential and commercial. They cover all of us here on the next round. They're the exclusive provider, and they cover everyone in the SEC from Knoxville to Auburn, Tuscaloosa to Nashville. You can be a Wayne's customer. All you have to do is call 866-WAYNES-1, 866-WAYNES-1. Why does Jim Dunaway use Wayne's? Trustworthy. They're the best in the business, and they're locally owned. Since 1973, right here headquartered in Birmingham, but all over the country taking care of you. 866-WAYNES-1, and if you use the promo code TNR, that stands for the next round, you'll get $60 off your initial EnviroPest service. That's TNR for $60 off by calling 866-WAYNES-1. Why use anyone else? Great pest prevention, that mosquito control, and make that lawn look better than it's ever looked when that time rolls around again with our friends at Wayne's, 866-WAYNES-1. We'll talk to John Metchie momentarily. We got football tonight. LT's already given you a lock in one of the games. He likes App State giving up the touchdown at home against Marshall. Marshall has some really good years, but this is one of those years it feels like instead of an A Marshall team, you may have a B-plus Marshall team.
They've had one really bad outing, but Charles Huff, year one, it's still a really good defense. I don't know where I am on Marshall right now. I still think they're one of the better teams in CUSA. Would you guys give me that?
Yeah, I would go UAB, UTSA, then Marshall.
I mean, I think, correct me if I'm wrong, I think Marshall led the nation in scoring defense last year.
That seems right.
But they just lost a game to East Carolina, and they gave up 42 points to East Carolina. Watching East Carolina get South Carolina, I thought East Carolina was awful.
Also, the NFL tonight, you'll have what I presume to be your third string starter for the Houston Texans going against the Carolina Panthers, who are off to a 2-0 start. One of our Cowan Equipment poll questions, Lance, tell us about Cowan Equipment, is about the 0-2 teams that are out there. Will any 0-2 team make it into the NFL playoffs this year? You got an extra game, so 0-2 may not be the death knell, spelled K-N-E-L-L, I believe, not N-A-I-L.
Yeah, it's like the ringing of the bell, right?
That's right. It is brought to you by our friends at Cowan Equipment.
Hey, if you're having a hard time finding that new plastic on the seat, piece of heavy equipment, check out Cowan Equipment's rental fleet hit list for a wide range of well-maintained equipment from the rental fleet. For sale now, visit cowan.com/featured-used-equipment or call 1-800-239-COWAN for more information. You can always go online, cowan.com.
Okay, just to give you a little feel about which 0-2 teams are out there in the National Football League as you get ready for the NFL game tonight. Instantly you have the New York teams, right? You've got the Jets.
Neither one of those teams get in the postseason.
And I didn't think so, but you've got the Jets there, and you have, of course, the Giants there. Both of those teams are not, they're winless. The Falcons are there. The Colts are there. The Vikings, the Jags, and the Lions. Those are the, I think, seven teams. Is it seven? That are right now 0-2. Does any of those teams rally and make the playoffs? 73% of you say no, that does not happen.
You know, I will say the Colts and the Vikings both have a shot based on divisions and watching those teams. I mean, Colts really got away from them against Seattle week one. Colts should have beat the Rams. They had two first and goals on their first two possessions, and they got 0 points out of that. You know, they score on either one of those possessions. They beat the Rams. They're sitting at 1-1. Minnesota completely gave the game to the Cardinals. You know, they had two interceptions of Kyler Murray in the second half. They had a pick six. Brown, I know you were watching that game.
I was.
They missed a 37-yard field goal to win the game.
Yeah.
That's not Mike Zimmer's fault.
Yeah, you don't do that in the NFL.
And so they should have hit the field goal. They should be 1-1 right now. But I look at that division, and now everybody's saying Green Bay's got everything right. The final 20 minutes against Detroit Monday night, Green Bay played well. Outside of that, they didn't play well. I still don't believe in Green Bay. I still think Minnesota can win this division.
Well, I saw where Mike Zimmer could lose his job. So that would
over a kick.
Yeah.
I mean, just think about that, though. If that kick goes through, they win, and you're not talking about that. Nobody's talking about that.
Oh, and by the way, the other loss was on the road against Cincinnati in overtime. So, yeah. I mean, they've been really, really close. Now, the unfortunate thing for Minnesota is they get Seattle this week. I do think that team will rally for Mike Zimmer, and I think they beat Seattle.
All right. John Mechie is with us in this segment every week, and he's brought to you by the great folks at Crane Works and Rental Works, Brownie.
That's right. Rental Works division of Crane Works helps you with all the jobs you've got there, and you can just dodge the big box scores. Man, they got the local experts to help you out as well. Also, Crane Works is giving away tickets to this weekend's Alabama Southern Miss game. Just head to Crane Works page to enter. And we'll tell you more about that on Crane Works' Facebook page. John Mechie with us now on the Pepsi Hotline.
Look
John.
At that lighting, man. Outdoor lighting. You look fantastic.
Yeah, what's up?
Man, the weather's nice down here, man. The weather's nice.
I know. I like it. I want to start with the atmosphere. So many Alabama fans have hit us up on the show this week and say that was the loudest environment they had been in at a game. As a player, did you notice that? Was that a crazy loud environment for you?
Yeah. It was actually crazy, crazy loud. Honestly, it doesn't really faze me during the game. I kind of tune it out. But like during the game, I recall some guys saying it was like the loudest stadium they've been in thus far.
Well, go back to, you guys faced this team in the SEC championship game, and obviously their offense looks a lot different, John. But mate, how good is this? How improved is Todd Grantham's Florida defense this year from last year?
They've definitely improved a lot. Speaking for the secondary and the defense as a whole, but I think most of it in the game was just us shooting ourselves in the foot. Like everybody saw, we came out and we started great. And we started playing well, and then we just weren't able to keep that momentum. So I think we just shot ourselves in the foot a lot.
This is John Mechie with us, Alabama wide receiver. He joins us every week at this time. And John, it seemed like your head coach in his media opportunities this week is challenging your group to make bigger plays, more explosive plays. Is that going on behind the scenes, or is that just publicly with us in the media? Is he challenging you guys to be more dynamic after you catch the ball?
I think it's definitely something that we don't really need to be challenged on. We're kind of internally motivated that we see that the games that we've played, we need to go out there and continue to make bigger plays, more down the field plays, like we're used to doing, and kind of just get back to what we're known for.
John Mechie on the Pepsi Hotline. He's presented each week by Rental Works and Crane Works, who is doing a ticket giveaway for this weekend's Alabama Southern Miss game. All you have to do is head to their Facebook page and follow the instructions on the latest post. So go to Crane Works' Facebook page, follow instructions, and you can win tickets to Alabama Southern Miss this Saturday. I want to go back to your final possession. You guys know you got to bleed clock. You got to try to end the game. And the one issue with that is the clock wasn't working, which is really difficult when you're going to bleed clock. Can you walk me through how you guys were managing that? Was it being kept on the sidelines? Bryce Young kept looking to the sidelines. How in the world did you guys manage a situation where you're trying to bleed clock and none of the clocks are working?
Yeah, honestly, I had no clue what was going on. I knew we were trying to bleed the clock, and I saw the clock not working. So I think Bryce and the ref were kind of handling it. I think that's why he kept looking to the side. And as far as me and the rest of the offense, we were just going to go out there and try and continue to move the chains and keep the ball.
Nick Saban is notorious for being prepared for everything. Is that something you guys have ever repped in practice, a situation like that?
Yeah. We prepare for every single situation.
So a bear runs on the field and starts mauling a referee. You guys have prepared for that.
Man, we got something for it.
Hey, so after a hard-fought win like that, I mean, when's the first time you eat? Do you eat something in the locker room when you get back in, or is it when you guys get on the chartered flight home? And what did you eat?
What did I eat? I don't really think I ate. Oh, I ate that night. They gave us food. They have food for us when we leave the locker room and we're getting on the bus and going back to head to the airport and stuff. But then they also have some food on the airplane. And on the plane, they had these cheeseburgers that I don't know where they got it from, but I'm going to ask them if they made it or where they got it from next time we're on there.
Was it good?
Yeah, they were touching.
You go mayonnaise on cheeseburger?
Nah, these ones, I didn't even put anything on it. I think it's because, partly because I was crazy hungry after the game. or maybe they was just that good. I didn't put anything on it. I just ate it how it came.
You know, it's funny, though. I've only been on the team flight twice, and the first time I did it, I grabbed the – I forget what it was. I think it was like a Chick-fil-A bag they gave us as we were leaving the locker room, and I ate that on the bus back to the plane. Then I got on the plane, and that food looked better. So the second time around, I waited, and the plane food was better than the bag lunch leaving out. So – smart move by you, Mechie, to wait there. You're a veteran, man. That's not something the freshman made that mistake. They ate the bag lunch probably, right?
Probably.
Yeah, so now you're getting ready for another home game, but all of a sudden, Lane Kiffin and Ole Miss, they're talking about the Alabama game coming up in a couple of weeks, how please don't disrespect this Alabama team because we got to play them in a couple of weeks, and we know what happens when you disrespect Alabama. Do you guys feel like nationally, after the close win and a tough environment against number 11 Florida, that somehow your reputation has been dented, cracked, and you're not getting the respect the defending national champs deserve?
Definitely feel disrespected on the national scale as the team. But also we see where that comes from. It's because of us not doing our part and not playing to our standard and not being able to have played a complete game thus far. But I think definitely it was a game that we needed. We definitely needed that. And definitely feel disrespected and feel like we still got some things to prove now.
Crane Works and Rental Works bring you John Mechie each week here on the Pepsi Hotline. They're giving away tickets to Alabama's game against Southern Miss. All you got to do is head to the Facebook page for Crane Works. Follow the instructions. And the Crane Works Facebook page, you can win tickets to Alabama Southern Miss this Saturday, a game that is under the lights. Do you prefer night games over day games?
It depends. It depends. It honestly depends. I think this one will be fun, though. So I'm looking forward to this first night game.
You say you guys prepare for everything. You guys went silent count because it was so loud. How confusing is that as an offense?
Not that confusing. The crowd can tend to affect the offense sometimes, especially when it gets going and you try going fast with the silent count, but I'm not that confusing because as receivers, we watch the ball. So it really doesn't matter what count we go on. Cause most of the time we're not hearing him anyway. We kind of just go off the ball.
We talk about it every week. You're from Canada. You spent some time in Canada. You're not from there, but you spent some time there. 73 is the high today. You've got what looks to be a hoodie on. What is the thickest coat that you have with you in Tuscaloosa? I would imagine it's not the thickest one you own, but do you have any real winter gear here in Tuscaloosa at all?
Yeah. I have this. It's great weather out, actually, by the way. It's hoodie weather, and that's my type of weather. But yeah, I have this big Nike, kind of like a puffer jacket-ish type thing.
And that keeps
I don't
you
know
warm?
When I've never worn it here, actually, but I have it on deck just in case something happens.
I've never worn it, but I got it just in case.
Yeah, chances are you'll never need it in Tuscaloosa. All right, he is John Mechie. It is Alabama Southern Miss, 6:30 SEC Network night game over at Bryant-Denny Stadium. John, have a great game Saturday. We'll look forward to talking to you again next Thursday.
Appreciate it. Thank you all for having me, as always.
All right, buddy. Take care. That is John Mechie with us on the Pepsi Hotline. He's presented each week by the Rental Works division of Crane Works. Couple things here. First of all, if you've got a home project coming up, call Rental Works. They got everything from landscaping equipment like mowers and big machines to skid steers. Plus, they've got certified operators to handle those big jobs, too. You can check all that out at craneworks.com. Also, they're giving away tickets to the Alabama Southern Miss game this weekend. So all you need to do is go to Facebook, go to the Crane Works Facebook page. They give you instructions, follow those instructions, and win tickets to Alabama Southern Miss this Saturday. They bring you John Mechie and Bo Nix every week here on the Next Round.
I love it when Crane Works gives away tickets to the games.
You think they'll do that next week?
I hope so.
I hope so, too, because that's a hefty ticket.
Tune in and find out. That's maybe right. So next week. Thank you to the folks at Crane Works. We appreciate John being with us. Hoodie weather. He likes hoodie weather. Usually
I do too.
Do you really?
Yeah. You want to ask him if he had a shirt on under it.
Well, that blows away my theory there. I was going to say he was the first person in shape that I've ever met that prefers hoodie weather, but you're in shape too. So I mean, I would understand why someone like me, a little thick in the midsection, would like the pull over the hoodie weather. Cause you can,
People just like hoodies.
Yeah.
I mean,
I like loose fitting clothing. I just don't like to feel clothing touch me.
Yeah. No, I relate. I understand.
So that's why I like hoodie weather, because normally it's loose fitting. And that's why
So do you sleep naked?
Almost.
Yeah. I wear a sock.
Yeah, a sock.
Where do you
one
wear
sock?
Yeah.
Hey, yeah. Sleep with me and you'll see.
Yeah. You've seen the Chili Peppers, right?
Yeah, I have.
Yeah.
It's in my influence.
Maggie, yesterday it dawned on her because, you know, women, I don't know how it is, the women in your lives, but mine gets really excited when the temperatures start to get, because it's like it's...
Boot weather.
What is that?
I mean, for people
what is that
like
movie
clothes.
What's that movie? You open up a closet, they go into a whole new world. What through the little cabinet? What's it? Narnia.
Yeah, Legends of Narnia.
Something like that.
Chronicles of Narnia.
It's like that for her. Like all of a sudden, there's a passageway into a whole new wardrobe for her in boots and soups. It's like she loves cold weather.
I do think people that really like clothes and care about, you know, I don't want to say fashion because everybody's fashion is different, but I think fall is what people get excited about that really are into clothes.
See, I like t-shirts and shorts in summer and those shoes if possible.
Because I like the neutral colors. I like outerwear.
Yeah. So I
do too. I like the outerwear, no shirt under it.
But it dawned on her yesterday because we have gone from a house with a lot of closet space to a townhome where, as she said yesterday, oh my God, tomorrow's high is only 73. All of our fall clothes are in storage.
Oh, they're
what are we going to do?
Oh, what have you done?
And I was like,
don't worry, I've got a short sleeve hoodie.
I said, I'm good. I don't know about you. I'm good.
Hey, that's when you sneak summer and fall. You've
got a new roommate too.
Yeah.
Met this little girl at a bar. Yeah. She's kind of on the outs right now.
Sad story, man.
You know, I know I normally sleep on the couch, but if we could just relocate me to my bed.
Make your order right now for dinner. She'll have it ready in 3 hours. Yeah.
Hey, speaking of hoodies, she promises
she'll do my laundry.
We just got one delivered up here. I wish I could bring out the hoodie, but I was told not to.
Are you talking about?
Well, I saw it behind you. Just got confiscated too. So.
They better not. That's my hoodie. I'm the one that ordered it.
Yeah. We also got some other things.
Well, I didn't know we could special order stuff. That's interesting to me.
Yeah. Well, I mean, if you spend time on the phone doing it, then you could.
Well, I will.
I want
to give me the number.
Wallet. Hey. Can we do chain wallets?
No, literally, we were just told that they can make anything.
Yeah, quarter zip. I need all the quarter zips I can get.
Can they make me happy? Can they make me smile?
Anyway, we can't wear the new stuff we just got because we're told we can't wear it.
Maybe Monday.
Wait a second. I thought we didn't have any bosses anymore.
We do.
But somebody just told us we can't wear it.
No, it's for good reasons because...
The shop's not up.
The online store is going up very, very soon. And you guys, let me just say this. I'm not trying to be hyperbolic here. Or is it... I'm no hyperbole here. You guys are going to be blown away by some of the stuff in the store. I mean, blown away. It's going to be really good stuff.
There's two t-shirts I really, really like. One of them I love.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Yeah, it's going to be some really good stuff.
There's one that I really like.
Yeah.
This whole thing, we've tried not to do it until we can do it right, and that's what we've done with the merchandise store. You guys are going to love the merch store. And it goes live soon, and when it does...
Maybe Monday.
Yep. Now, I understand. There's been about 3 weeks I've been saying, probably next week.
We got to get it right first.
But probably next week.
And speaking of, are we going to have like fall weather from here on out?
Yeah, no. Back up in the 80s next week.
I haven't
looked
at the forecast.
I know.
Back in
Alabama.
The 80s?
Yeah.
Oh, good.
I hated to tell Mitchie. He put the hoodies back next week, buddy.
Is there a chance we've got some hats out here?
I can't really comment on that, Jim.
Okay. Next round hats would be cool. Maybe like a gray, put a patch on the front of them.
Yeah,
trucker
look
hat.
Good, yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Maybe a hoodie.
Look good.
Just one, though. We have to share it. It's like the school hamster. I got it this week.
All right. Looking forward to the store being up. Always fun to catch up with John Mechie. Part of our show brought to you by our friends at Odie's, where last night, if you were at trivia, you got entertained by these two guys.
Yes.
Fun night, too.
It was a great event always, every single Wednesday night. Remember, if you're just looking for a big-time lunch, stop in. Rodney Davis cooking up incredible food for almost 25 years now. Award-winning wings, delicious burgers. My personal favorite, the Diablo sandwich. Guess who got the Diablo sandwich last night?
Oh, Ryan Brown?
Nope.
The roommate?
Nope.
Nope.
Young Jack?
Nope.
You talk about this man every day.
You talked to him just the other day.
Greg from Pell City.
Greg from Pell City. And he came up afterwards and he said it was fantastic.
I thought you were going to say, hey, no, I just tried that Diplo sandwich.
Never orders
Gave him some picks, though.
Good.
Never orders a thing.
But hey, look, seriously, the Diablo sandwich is incredible. So if you've never been there before, if you've been there before and you just forgot how good it is, get in for lunch or dinner. Go see Will Haver and that great staff. Birmingham Institution, Odie's Tavern, Crestline Village.
How about Troy saying, I'm a fat ass, so please carry a 3 and 4 times? I think I'm right about this.
It'll be made
to order.
Yep.
Charles says, how about next round bourbon? I mean, heck, if Peyton Manning can do it, surely we can do it too, right?
How hard is it, really?
Bourbon is tough.
Yeah, how about
vodka?
Yeah, I know it's going to be tough.
Vodka you can make with a variety of different things. Bourbon's got a lot that goes into it.
How about we just call this rabbit hole guy? And
yeah, okay. Yeah, I'm sure.
We'll call the rabbit hole guy.
Iranian fella?
Yeah, let's just say we're going to rip your labels off, and we'll just label it with some next round stuff. We'll just sell the rabbit hole as next round.
I've heard of somebody doing that before.
Really? They go to jail? Because Brown's never going to prison.
I think you've got to sell it to actually go to jail.
Okay. I see what you're saying. All right. When we come back, I got a question about 3 college football games. Better quarterback, and better wide receivers in 3 of the important college football games when we come back. Also, Rockstar, not far away from his 4 downs, still to go this hour of the next round.
On Twitter, Instagram, and Facebook at Next Round Live.
Win your tailgates this year with Champy's world-famous fried chicken. Fresh to order and worth the wait. You can dine in or use their call-ahead drive-thru. At Champy's, you get Southern staples like chicken on a stick and Mississippi Delta homemade hot tamales. They're the best I've ever tasted. See it all online or order at champyschicken.com. You can mix it up with po' boys, tenders, and those full fried chicken plates. Right on Highway 119 in Alabaster, it's fresh and worth the drive on your way to the beach or the big game. Order online right now at champyschicken.com.
Hey, Lance Taylor from the Next Round. As you guys know, the team at Hempel Services are my go-to guys for all things heating and cooling. Recently, a unit went out in the house. Of course, Hempel were the guys I called. Always professional, always courteous. Hempel Services, they've been serving Birmingham since 1954. They're who Birmingham trusts. They're who I trust to do the job right and at a fair price. Hempel Services, independent train dealer, and they service all makes and models for all of your plumbing, heating, and cooling needs. Do what I do. Call Hempel Services. It's hard to stop a train. Do it now. 205-222. 229-2090. That's 229-2090. Hey, Lance Taylor from the Next Round. I'm absolutely loving my Alfa Romeo Stelvio that I've been in for months now, and right now you can get up to $3,500 bonus cash plus 1.9% financing for 72 months on the all-new 2021 Alfa Romeo Giulias and the Stelvios in Alfa Romeo of Birmingham. Come experience the passion and performance of Alfa Romeo. Alfa Romeo USA of Birmingham.com, 1837 Grants Mill Road, exit 27, right off of I-459. One Man in the Toolbox has provided professional handyman services since 1997. Honesty and reliability are qualities that embody every one of their employees. From residential to commercial, One Man in the Toolbox has the background to help you with almost any project. 823-2111.
ERA King Real Estate agents are out there every day working hard to make home buying easy. I'm Jim Dunaway, and I know firsthand ERA King's commitment is to support them with the most innovative training and technology available. So even though home values may change, ERA King agents stay priceless. Text the word MOVE to 35260. That's 35260 to get started. ERA King, working hard to make home buying easy.
Some things just stand the test of time. Your old truck, an aged bourbon, the memory of your first girlfriend, and a classic pair of Red Wing boots. Fall is upon us, and Red Wing boots are the ones every guy must have. Whether you're on the job site, working in the yard, exploring the trail, or heading out for the evening, Red Wing shoes will have you covered. Certified fit specialists will make sure you get the most comfortable boots. With convenient locations in Pelham next to Publix and the new Trustville location between Metro Diner and Taco Mama, Red Wing boots, a classic you can enjoy every day.
Hey, Lance Taylor from the Next Round to tell you about our friends at HydroLife Therapy. Boost your immune system today with HydroLife Therapy. IV therapy, B12 injections, cryotherapy, and compression therapy all under one roof. Mention Next Round at checkout. Save 20% off any service at the Birmingham and Tuscaloosa locations. If you're unable to make it to HydroLife, a nurse can actually come to your home or office. You can visit them online today, HydroLifeTherapy.com. HydroLife Therapy open 7 days a week, Homewood 9 to 6, and Tuscaloosa 10 to 6. Start your day online with our website, nextroundlive.com, the latest videos, podcasts, and college football stories. It's also a great way to stream the show or shop in the Next Round store. Stay connected by visiting nextroundlive.com. That's nextroundlive.com. Hey, Lance Taylor from the Next Round to tell you about our friends at Wayne's, headquartered in Birmingham. They are committed to providing world-class service every time since 1973, serving over 100,000 families from businesses across SEC country, from Tuscaloosa to Auburn and Nashville to Knoxville, providing residential and commercial termite protection, pest prevention, mosquito control, and lawn care services. Put in promo code TNR for $60 off your initial EnviroPest service, 866-WAYNES1.
A legendary coach once said, "It's not the will to win that matters. It's the will to prepare to win." Bryant Bankers have the dedication and experience to put together a financial game plan that's right for you. Stop by one of the 7 Central Alabama locations today or give them a call at 1-855-4-BRYANT to begin preparing for your financial future today. You'll find out what unbeatable service and legendary results are all about. Bryant Bank, Equal Housing Lender, member FDIC.
Our 3 questions today being brought to you by our friends at Michelson. Maybe you can see the answer to these questions quickly, but with Michelson, you can see everything better.
Yeah, look, make the phone call that I made almost 2 decades ago. Call 969-8100. Ask for Amy. Tell her the Next Round sent you. Tell her you want that hassle-free consultation. Think about it. You've been dealing with eye contacts or the glasses for years and years and years. Think about the money you're wasting on the glasses or the contacts and solution. Don't deal with it anymore. I now have 20/15 vision, better than 20/20. Dr. Mark Michelson truly changed my life. Make the phone call today, located conveniently at UAB Highlands, Michelson Laser Vision, 969-8100, or online, michelsonlaservision.com.
All right, answer these questions for me. Better quarterback in this matchup in Starkville, Max Johnson, Will Rogers, and why?
I'm still going to go Max Johnson. I just think he's got more raw talent than Will Rogers. I think Will Rogers is in a better system.
Yep, that's it. Max Johnson, better quarterback. Will Rogers, better system.
And by the way, there is no Kayshon Boutte on that Mississippi State roster. So that does help Max Johnson out a lot.
That helps Max out a lot.
Yeah.
Seems to be, though, he's being challenged by his coach. I know that. Ed Orgeron saying one piece of advice he'd give him going to Starkville, nothing to do with cowbells. It's about protecting the football. So we'll see what they do this weekend. Better quarterback in this matchup between Notre Dame and Wisconsin, Jack Cohn or Graham Mertz?
I can't believe I'm saying this. It's Jack Cohn. I do think Mertz – I can't say this. I haven't seen
they're
it
the
yet.
Same. I think they're the same guy.
I was going to say Mertz is finally going to play a really good game. We saw him play his first ever collegiate start. It was the best game he's ever played. He just has been underwhelming. And, you know, you go back to that Mississippi State – or the Penn State game – Graham Mertz has yet to throw a touchdown this year. I don't know if you guys realize that.
I don't realize that. So they're not the same because at least Jack Cohn has 8 touchdowns.
Yeah, I mean, Cohn has played well, you know, behind a patchy offensive line.
So Mertz has yet to throw a touchdown?
He has not thrown a touchdown yet.
So I've seen them all.
He could quarterback for Clemson.
But I would go stake that he throws one this weekend.
No, I'm not going to do that. Better wide receiving core in Norman, Oklahoma, the Sooners or the Mountaineers this weekend? Because the Sooners catching some heat that this may be the worst receiving core top to bottom on the field for the Sooners since before Lincoln Riley became the head coach.
There's no Hollywood Brown. There's no C.D. Lamb. I mean, you're not seeing those kind of players. And, you know, right now your leading receiver is Marvin Mims, who's a pretty good receiver, but he's only got 8 grabs. I mean, you don't have – and again, I mentioned the running backs. I think Kennedy Brooks is good. You know, your transfer and Eric Gray from Tennessee is good. I think Spencer Rattler in this system can make these receivers better. Charleston Rambo probably should have never transferred, though.
Brown, Oklahoma, West Virginia, better receiving core.
You know, I watched West Virginia. I like Sam Jones' kid, but the receivers didn't blow me away. I would still probably say Oklahoma.
Okay. One more, and it's our Cowan Equipment poll question, our other one. What do you do with BYU if they win all their games this year? 12-0 BYU, no conference championship game at that point because they're an independent. Do you put them in the playoffs, and what scenario gets them into the playoffs? Because that would, by the way, if you're scoring at home, be 7 Power 5 wins
and wins over Boise State and I believe Utah State. Good quality group of five wins.
The problem is they have exited the intriguing part of their schedule.
Yeah, they've got no ranked teams coming.
Yeah, USC is the only team that might be ranked for them at the end.
Yeah, if USC goes on some kind of incredible run under Dante Williams now with maybe Jackson Dart at quarterback and, you know, lightning in a bottle, and they end up going 10-2 and or 9-3 and they're ranked at the end of the year, their only opportunity. They play, you know, good quality teams. They've got Boise State still. They've got to go to Baylor. They've got Virginia, which is a tough out.
Baylor's still unbeaten.
Go to USC.
I think that's an interesting game. Dave Aranda and Baylor, that defense, that's an interesting game.
I mean, they'll
be
ranked, obviously, if they keep winning.
We'll see if Baylor,
if they keep winning,
what they can do against Iowa State. They host Iowa State. That's a tricky game for the Cyclone, especially with how that offense sputters at times. But BYU, if they go undefeated and they look dominant, which they have at times this year, BYU are a two-loss Clemson ACC champion.
Yeah, especially if Clemson continues to muck it up offensively.
Right. My point is, though, in the time they'll have to be impressing people, they'll be playing nobody. That's going to be their problem.
Yeah, and how many people are going to see them? I mean,
that's right.
I watched some of the Arizona game, but it was late night. I watched the Utah game, but it was late night. I watched Arizona State, but it was late night. I mean, most people are fast asleep when BYU is playing.
And there's their month of November is Idaho State, Georgia Southern, and USC. The USC game is the only game that'll be on TV.
But if USC doesn't lose again, they're a one-loss USC team that'll be
way up there.
It'll be a monumental game for them. It's a Cowan Equipment poll question. Our friends at Cowan Equipment bring you the poll question. Can you give me the numbers at Next Round Live?
I can.
If you pull those up after he tells us about Cowan.
Yeah, Cowan Equipment, proud to partner with us here on the Next Round on our new venture. Would love the opportunity to partner with your company for your heavy equipment needs. Visit us at Cowan.com to find out more about how we can be your heavy equipment solution, from rental and new equipment sales to superior service and parts. Go online, go to Cowan.com.
Does any 0-2 team make the NFL playoffs? 73% say no, 27% say yes. If BYU goes unbeaten, do you put them in the college football playoff? 54% say yes, 46% say no.
Oh, that surprised me that 54% of you say yes.
Yeah, they do. Is it strange that Ryan Brown looks at the camera during his commercial reads? 57% say no, 43% say yes.
Yes.
Not strange.
I think it's not strange you look at it. I may have worded that wrong. It's strange how you look at it.
Oh.
Yeah, you do very – you've turned it into a very soap opera thing.
This is Dunaway being critical. I don't know if you knew
really?
That.
Yeah. Really? Yeah. I've never noticed this.
Rockstar's got our four downs when we come back, and we'll wrap up with some more football talk in our final segment. Don't forget the Pepsi hotlines for you every day, 205-734-0923. And so is our buddy Greg from Pell City. You can jump on a phone and call Greg anytime to get that roof inspected. And the best part about being a Next Round viewer, you get a free no-cost inspection with Greg Nelson and Storm Restoration Roofing. The phone number to call is 205-542-3531. 205-542-3531. I'll give you the number again in a second, or you can just find Greg from Pell City on Facebook. A-plus rating with the Better Business Bureau. Locally owned for over 20 years. They have one of the best, if not the best, warranty in all of the industry, which is, you know, starts with, warranties are important to me, especially when it comes to my home, and they've got a great one there. Plus, the insurance companies love them, so the insurance companies will work with you to make sure you're getting the most out of your policy when it comes to replacing your roof. Here's that number again, 205-542-3531, 542-3531 for a free, no-cost inspection, no obligations, or look him up on Facebook. Greg from Pell City with Storm Restoration Roofing.
Follow LT on Twitter at TheLanceTaylor.
At AmFirst, you always come first, especially during this summer of freedom. That's why they're offering their very best rates to members right now, so you can hit the road and see it all with an even lower auto loan. And while you're feeling so free, you'll get even more for free from AmFirst, like free gas when you refinance your car, free rewards on checking, and the chance to get more free in giveaways and prizes. AmFirst is making your summer freer than ever, because this is your summer, the summer of freedom at AmFirst. For more information, visit them online, amfirst.org/promotions. Available to qualifying members only. Certain restrictions apply. AmFirst is an equal housing lender, NMLS number 403456. Federally insured by the NCUA. No purchase necessary. For complete offer details and rules, call 1-800-633-8431 or visit them online for more information. Go to amfirst.org. Again, go online, amfirst.org.
Stop by the New York Butcher Shop and pick up the finest in certified Angus prime beef steaks and burgers, premium pork chops, ribs, and all-natural chicken cut to order just for you. Their chef-prepared entrees and side dishes are the perfect dinner-to-go choice for your family and are ready to heat at home. With a great selection of fine wines and desserts, the New York Butcher Shop is your one-stop dinner shop. Two locations to serve you, Cahaba Heights and on Highway 119 in Greystone, the New York Butcher Shop. Rare quality, well-done service.
Are you sick of leasing your life away? Ryan Brown here from the Next Round. Mortgage Right has the cure. With locations nationwide, our friends at Mortgage Right are dedicated to making the home buying process easy. They are eager to offer tips, tools, and a staff of industry professionals to move you in with confidence. So if you're ready to let go of the leasing life and start living life, Mortgage Right can help. Visit MortgageRight.com/TNR to get started. NMLS 2239, Equal Housing Lender.
Hey, Lance Taylor from the Next Round to tell you about our friends at Gutter Cap. Gutter Cap's that patented aluminum cover system that fits over most existing gutters to keep out debris and eliminate that gutter cleaning. It's back with a lifetime warranty, almost 20-year service record right here in Birmingham. Stay off that dangerous ladder forever. 45% off the retail price now if you call guttercapbirmingham.com. Call my good friend Chris Stewart now, 205-823-2212. Cap it, don't snap it, it's Gutter Cap. Hey, if you're looking for a local agent to handle all of your insurance needs, you need to call my good friend James Anthony at the James Anthony Agency, 205-985-7717. Hoover, Birmingham, Northport, and Tuscaloosa has been in business over 20 years. The James Anthony Agency.
You'll have to see it to believe it.
Gosh, dang.
Whoever said that must have been talking about Talladega. With the promise of the big one around every turn and a party around every inch of the campground, it's a tradition like no other. At a track like no other. And after it's all over, you still won't believe it ever happened. NASCAR Playoffs at Talladega, October 2nd through the 3rd.
Man, that was wild.
Get your tickets for the Yellowwood 500 weekend now at TalladegaSuperspeedway.com.
For your next round of residential and commercial termite protection, pest prevention, mosquito control, and lawn care services, do what my family does and trust Wayne's. Ryan Brown here from the Next Round. Wayne's may be headquartered here in Birmingham, but they're serving more than 100,000 families and businesses across SEC country, from Tuscaloosa to Auburn and Nashville to Knoxville. And right now, get started with their EnviroPest service for $60 off when you use the code TNR. Get started by calling 866-WAYNES-1, and don't forget the code TNR for $60 off your initial EnviroPest service.
Want more of the show? Download the app or visit nextroundlive.com for the latest podcast, The Mystery Fifth Hour, our Not For All Ages podcast, The Last Call, and the entire Double Down Media podcast family, all at nextroundlive.com and on the Next Round app.
Did you know 1 in 8 men will be diagnosed with prostate cancer? September is Prostate Cancer Awareness Month, and the expert urologists at Urology Centers of Alabama are leading the way in diagnosing and treating men with prostate cancer. Early detection is the key to survival. Guys, if you're over 50, it's time to have your PSA levels checked. It only requires a simple blood test and physical exam. With 13 convenient locations, making an appointment is a no-brainer. Visit UrologyCentersAlabama.com or call 205-930-0920.
Back with you on the Next Round, LTDNB, Rockstar Enforcer. Before Rockstar gives us our three and out, Brownie is going to tell us about a ticket possibility with our friends at Mortgage Right on how you possibly could go see the game of your choice.
Jim, if you want some free tickets to watch your favorite college football team play this year, do not miss your chance to enter Mortgage Right's College Football Big Ticket Giveaway. They'll get one lucky winner, two tickets to any regular season college football game in the nation. All you have to do is go to MortgageRight.com/TNR for the next round. MortgageRight.com/TNR. Submit a mortgage application. Any application filled out this month is automatically entered. They're going to draw October 1. So if you want to be part of it, MortgageRight.com/TNR. Start your application today. NMLS 2239, Equal Housing Lender.
We turn over three and out every Thursday to Rockstar, and we do it with a smile on our face. And for the next 10 minutes, he'll make us laugh or think with some unique questions. Rocky, the big button.
First down.
Oh, my bad.
Well, that's a big button.
It is a big button. It's brought to you by our friends at Vulcan Tire. I get confused.
Take your vehicle by any of the four locations of Vulcan Tire and Auto. Get a look at the brake pads, wheel alignment, tires, and more. They can do a bumper-to-bumper for you and your family. Four locations and online, VulcanTireAndAuto.com.
That was a false start.
First down.
crowd noise.
What fictional restaurant or bar would you want to visit?
So I just went back this summer, and the roommate had never seen Sopranos, and Artie's Vesuvio. Every time I watch, there's something comforting.
The titty bar. What was the titty bar's name?
Oh, Bada Bing.
Bada Bing. I thought you were going to say that. Like, wow.
I mean, I could have a drink at the Bada Bing.
I always seem dead in there.
Vesuvio looked really good. Artie, I mean, he was really dialed in, and then he got a little, you know, sidetracked with the marriage and everything completely fell apart for Artie. Once he got the earring and started hitting on the hostess. But Vesuvio looked really good. There's some other places I'd love to go to. The Milk Bar, which was really strange in the Clockwork Orange.
Oh, no.
just to go see that vibe.
Yeah. No, see, I thought you were making a place up, that it was not a place like you'd seen in a movie.
What did you make up, though? Give me
I got two for you.
I thought LT was going to go to the Grande and see
Ariana's
bar.
Yeah. I'd go to Hey K or the Grande.
Either one, right?
I got two for Dunaway, though. Okay. I think you'd agree with it. The Peach Pit from 90210.
The Peach Pit's where I was going to go. Yeah, the Peach Pit. I always wanted to go there. Was that a restaurant and a bar?
Yeah, remember, because they had
the Peach Pit After Dark.
After Dark, on the backside of it. But I bet your favorite would have been St. Elmo's.
Yeah. I did love St. Elmo's, but I would go Peach Pit over that.
St. Elmo's, I mean, that was some party in 20-somethings.
Yeah, but it was snowy and rainy a lot in St. Elmo's Fire.
That's true. Who was the dude that ran the Peach Pit? Had a massive heart attack.
Yeah,
was
he did.
Ned?
Something like that, yeah. But Amber took over. Kimberly Amber Thiessen took over the
Tiffany.
Tiffany Amber.
Kimberly
Thiessen.
Amber Thiessen.
Get the Amber Thiessen. Right. One out of three.
I get the middle name and what I remember her for, right?
I would, I don't know. I went random fast food joints. McDowell's and Coming to America.
The Big Mick.
Yeah, the Big Mick. Los Pollos Hermanos.
Oh, yeah.
And go get me some good chicken fingers.
I never saw anybody dip any chips and salsa in that place, though.
No, it's true. But it did. It looked like a pretty good fast food joint. And I think Max Fring? Was that his name?
Yeah.
Gus Fring.
Gus Fring. That's right. we have butchered this name, haven't we?
Skylar goes Dorcia from American Psycho.
Yeah.
And Charles goes Drunken Clam from The Family Guy.
And I was going to say Monks from Seinfeld. It's a good New York diner, you know?
Yeah, just it's not crowded. You always have a booth.
Second down.
What is the male equivalent to buying a woman flowers?
For me, you mean like the woman to give me something?
Yeah. Like almost like it was an apology.
Yeah, tickets to a game or a bottle of bourbon.
Yeah, a bottle of liquor would be the equivalent. Like if she brought a bottle of Redmond home, I'd be like,
thank you.
What'd you do? Yeah. What'd you do?
I would say send them.
You had a hole in your pants.
what do I need to assume?
Flashback. Send them to the golf course. Hey, I'll keep the kids once you run, go play 18.
What'd you do?
Yeah, I go all the time. I'm just saying, a lot of guys don't get that opportunity.
Third down.
What are you just sick and tired of?
COVID, bullshit politics all over our world that separate everyone. That stuff is wearing everybody out.
No, I think I am just sick and tired of the fact that you just cannot say anything anymore. Even the assumption that you said something you shouldn't have said or did something you shouldn't have done.
Like you get warned in a scenario to not say something before you even say it now.
I know.
Because of the possible repercussions.
Yeah, you cannot say anything.
Even Aaron Rodgers, I didn't disagree with what he said the other night, but he did a backwards apology.
Yeah.
What am I sick and tired of?
Yeah, what are you sick and tired of, Jim, other than me?
College football commercials. Other than Fanville, if you watch college football like we do, like you guys do, we know Birmingham watches college football, the South watches college football. When you start watching game day at 8 and you're done at 2 in the morning, you see about the same commercial 17
Does
times.
Does Lily offer anything on AT&T right now?
Here's the two. I'm fancy like dinner at Applebee's on a steak night. I could sing that whole song now. Never really actually heard the song. I've only heard it on that stupid commercial. And so what if I'm an existing... He all right?
Yeah. Spin that around.
Yeah.
Wow. And the ordinary Joe that you brought up. And what's ordinary about being a rock star, a doctor, or what, a police officer?
Yeah. And a fireman that saves somebody.
A fireman.
It's why...
I mean, if he was behind a desk, like pushing a pen, that would be an ordinary Joe.
That's why our
joke.
Friends at Dr. Pepper do a good job of Fansville. Those are fresh all the time.
Those are the best ones. Even if I've seen it, I pick out little things along the way.
Fourth down.
What is a food that tastes great both hot and cold?
banana pudding. You can do it. You know, my parents, warm or cold, either way.
I grew up on a hot banana pudding.
I don't think I've ever
had
good.
They're good either way.
Yeah.
Pizza?
You never had what? Banana pudding
hot.
Oh, it's phenomenal. I mean, it's good either way, though.
It's good.
I agree with that. I mean, I think pizza is great. Yes. I think fried chicken.
Surprisingly, I was about to say fried chicken, surprisingly.
I think chili cold can be pretty good.
Oh, my.
Ooh. I'm going to draw the line right there.
Okay. Okay. How about this one? Apple pie, cold or hot?
Oh, yeah.
Okay, I've had cold pie before, apple pie. I prefer it warm,
not hot.
Here's what
happens to my chili. I do the leftover all the time, and I put it in the microwave, and if you put it too hot, the bowl is, like, scalding.
Yeah, it is.
And then you have to wait. So I'll get it out. The top will be hot, but the middle will be cold. Yeah.
My wife bought these little things that it's like a pot holder, but it's in the shape of a bowl, and you set the bowl down in it, and you can hold it, and it's hot. Boy, that is one of the softer things I've ever said, but it will fix what you're doing there, Lance.
Yeah, but sandwiches, I mean, I can have a cold club sandwich or you can toast it for me. I mean, I can go both ways, right?
Yeah. Peanut butter and jelly. Peanut butter and jelly.
I've never had a warm peanut butter and jelly.
Oh, so toasted bread?
Toast your bread and then put your peanut butter on it and the jelly?
Never once.
Oh, so good.
Yes.
Yeah, my Yo meal used to be the Kraft mac and cheese.
Yo.
And then I would do two pieces of toast with peanut butter on them. It was good.
Did your trailer ever get pulled away?
Not yet, Dunaway.
Yeah, mine did back in the day. We had hamburger helper one time without the hamburger meat.
Did your old man say you lost it yourself? Did James Sr. lose the trailer?
No, that was just, I think we were on strike then. I think we're on strike.
Good times.
Peanut butter and banana. It can be. I don't know if I like that hot.
Yeah,
I like hot banana.
Hot. Yeah.
I agree. Banana pudding. See, this is almost in the chili realm, though. The lasagna, the baked ziti cold is really good, too. Yeah.
Yeah. That pizza, though. Pizza is universally good. How long can you leave pizza out? Like, you can, if you buy the pizza at 7 o'clock to watch a game. You don't eat it until the breakfast the next day. It's out 12 hours. It's still good, right?
Yeah, not on the counter. If it's in the fridge, I'm okay with it.
Yeah.
Okay.
But the pizzas were back at the market.
Really?
Mm-hmm. I felt bad because I went in and there was like 7 and I got 2 of them.
Don't feel bad.
Don't feel bad.
Because you've been in 2 other times. They had 0.
You got 5.
Yeah. Yeah. Well, make 2 more.
Because they held over a week, I would.
All right, that is 3 and out, brought to you by our friends at Vulcan Tires.
Hey, look, any issue you got with your vehicle, you need to go see our friends locally owned and operated. They can get a look at those brake pads, wheel alignment, tires, and more. They can do it bumper to bumper for you and your family. One of those 4 locations are online, VulcanTireAndAuto.com.
Okay, not done yet. One big question left for you. It involves college football, and it's next.
Follow Brownie on Twitter and Instagram at Ryan Brown Live.
Hear that? That's the plumpest, juiciest hot dogs you've ever seen getting their grill on. But we both know what'll make it sound even better. Oh, yeah. It's a Pepsi to go with your hot dog. Because when you're chomping on America's favorite meal, relish, mustard, and onions perfectly blending into a crescendo of flavor, there's only one thing that makes everything about that moment better. A cold, refreshing Pepsi. See what I mean? It's like music to my ears. Hot dogs. Better with Pepsi. That's what I like.
Hey, Lance Taylor from the Next Round to tell you about our friends at Vulcan Tire and Automotive. 4 great locations right here in Birmingham. The team at Vulcan Tire and Automotive, they feel it's important for you to know they don't employ any salespeople or technicians that are incentivized with your commissions. When you are getting your vehicle serviced, the team is only incentivized to take care of you and your vehicle. That doesn't happen everywhere, but it does happen at Vulcan Tire and Automotive. Again, 4 locations right here in Birmingham, Hoover, Moody, Trustful, and Gardendale. For more information, Vulcan Tire and Auto.com.
Take a second to listen to me. Do you have problems sleeping? Is your energy down? Your workouts not the same? Is your libido down? Your problem could be as simple as low testosterone. Whatever the challenge, the Alabama Men's Clinic has a solution. You can come in, get a medical consultation and blood work. If medically advised and you start your low T treatments that day in the office, your visit is free. Set up that appointment by calling 205-598-7000 or go to the website alabamamensclinic.com. Another side effect could be depression, and most men wait a year or longer before ever getting tested. The goal line to better sleep, more energy, a rekindled love life, and more may be as simple as getting your low T checkup at Alabama Men's Clinic. located in Birmingham to serve you. The number again, 205-598-7000, or one click at alabamamensclinic.com. That's alabamamensclinic.com.
Cowan Equipment has had the honor of providing heavy equipment solutions to Alabama contractors for more than 80 years now. With one of the largest and most diverse heavy equipment rental fleets in the Southeast, stocked by Volvo Construction Equipment, Takeuchi Mini Excavators, Track Loaders and Skid Steers, Groove and Kobelco Cranes, Doosan Portable Compressors and Light Towers, Indico Breakers, and much more. Cowan is your one-stop shop for all your heavy equipment needs. From short and long-term rental options, flexible rent-to-own, or straight purchase options, parts in stock, and service you can depend on. Let Cowan show you what it means to have a trusted partner who will keep you ahead of the game. Call Cowan at 800-239-2694 or visit cowan.com. Again, where you can always expect extra effort when it comes to your heavy equipment needs, call Cowan, the name you have trusted for decades, 800-239-2694, or visit them online at cowan.com.
Hey, Lance Taylor from the Next Round. To tell you about my friends at Michelson Laser Vision, located conveniently UAB Highlands. Almost 20 years ago, I went in for the procedure. Only took 12 minutes for both eyes. When I went in, I had 20/200 vision. I was legally blind. Now I have 20/15 vision, still 19 years later. Make the call today. Schedule a hassle-free consultation. 969-8100. Dr. Mark Michelson, Dr. Jen Michelson, Michelson Laser Vision. Make sure you tell them the Next Round sent you. 969-8100 or Michelson. LaserVision.com.
You hear a lot of interesting phrases while playing golf, like, I think you're on the beach, or the classic, you gotta hit it, Alice. One word you're sure to hear right now at Bentbrook Golf Club is wow. Brand new carts with complimentary GPS and the bent grass greens are so consistent, you just might drain a few more putts, Alice. Tee it up and find out for yourself. Book a round today at Bentbrook.com or call 428-1999. It's better at Bentbrook.
It is the American dream to buy your own home. Ryan Brown here from the Next Round. Mortgage Right wants to make that dream a reality with branches across the country. Mortgage Right has all the resources of a nationwide organization while maintaining the charm of a local lender. Mortgage Right makes home buying simple. If you are looking for a quick and caring mortgage experience, Mortgage Right is your go-to lender. Get started by visiting MortgageRight.com/TNR. Mortgage Right, NMLS 2239, Equal Housing Lender.
Krusty says, wow, Dunaway hanging on the edge for that teaser there. Truthfully is, I have three things here, and I thought all three of them were good big segments for tomorrow's show. Didn't get to them today on my play sheet.
Oh, good. Right, so we got a full show tomorrow.
Yeah, with everything else, we got a full show.
I may sleep in. Yeah, I don't think I'll be here till probably right at 9.
Well, I mean, you guys, y'all go to trivia again tonight, and we'll be good tomorrow, too. One more sponsor to tell you about, Greystone Chiropractic, and then I'll make something up to talk about here, Krusty.
I've got a great stat for you from the NFL.
Well, then the segment is Field Brown.
All right. Greystone Chiropractic is in Tattersall Park, right off 119 and Highway 280. I went there just to get a better golf swing. I wanted to get loose for my golf swing, right? Well, Dr. Lee is not a magician. He can't fix my golf swing. But what Dr. Lee Goldenberg did was get my spine properly aligned, and that affects every cell, every tissue, every organ in your body.
Look up when you say
there
that.
Again yesterday. I've been twice this week.
Yeah, and how you feeling?
I love it. Yeah. I mean, I really, really do.
I know.
He does
can
a
be
great
addicting,
job.
Yeah. Enjoy a healthier life today. GreystoneChiropractor.com or call 205-981-8090. GreystoneChiropractor.com, 205-981-8090. Here's my, it's an NFL stat. And this just shows, it's crazy when I read these names to you. Zach Wilson was awful against the Patriots.
He was.
Four picks. That's not bad.
Is that bad? Four picks in one game?
Four picks, as we like to call it, Matt Corral 2020.
Yeah. So he was the fourth rookie quarterback taken in the top five to finish a game with zero passing touchdowns and four interceptions in the last 20 seasons. Only four guys have done what he did Sunday. Be a rookie taken in the top five and finish with four picks.
No
touchdowns.
I go Ryan Leaf.
Somebody's going to say Jameis Winston, but he was not.
Nope.
He'd always throw a touchdown.
The others.
Peyton Manning.
Now, who does Zach Wilson play for?
Plays for the Jets.
There are three more. Sam Darnold.
Right. Geno Smith.
Mark Sanchez.
Wow.
Three of the four Jets quarterbacks.
Who was the other?
Alex Smith.
Wow.
I don't remember Alex Smith starting that bad.
Peyton Manning was a good call, though, because they were 1-15 his first year.
He threw a lot. I think he threw 20-something picks that first year.
I mean, that is just incredible. That's four quarterbacks in 20 seasons. Four quarterbacks to do it, and three of them are Jets quarterbacks.
Speaking of picks, pick six is tomorrow, brought to you by our friends at Buffalo Wild Wings. Here are the six games we're going to play if you want to study up on them. And you can find them at nextroundlive.com. Forrester, if you want to go ahead and write these down, these are the six we need to put on the website. Notre Dame, Wisconsin.
What? What are you laughing at?
He wrote it on the back of a receipt.
What's the receipt?
Well, I mean, Mike Leach's play sheet.
It's like Mike Leach calling
plays. Don't you have like a damn poster card every day with notes on it? But then,
yeah. Well, I got notes here with the pick six right here.
1, 2, 3, 4, 5 sheets in front of him.
Yeah,
and he ripped a piece.
But look,
he wrote on the back of the tag.
My printer
of his
works at the house, and I paid $60 for it. Yeah. Lance, does your printer work up here?
Well, let's not get into it right now.
And he's got an additional sheet with all the games on it. He couldn't just mark on that.
Yeah.
All right.
Meanwhile.
That looks like my writing, by the way.
Thank you. Threw these together, but these are the six we're playing tomorrow.
Buffalo
Wild Wings pick six.
Start over.
Notre Dame and Wisconsin.
Oh, yes. Go Wisconsin.
Best game of the weekend.
Wisconsin.
LSU and Mississippi State.
That's a tough one. I haven't decided on that one yet.
We'll play them with the ATS against the spread. Texas A&M and Arkansas.
Second best game of the weekend.
Arkansas on that one.
West Virginia and Oklahoma. Third
Oklahoma's
best game.
Oklahoma's going to roll them.
I think West Virginia's laying 19.
Remember that time when Lance like led the Neil Brown fan club?
I love Neil Brown.
I like Neil Brown a lot too, but boy, that second half against Virginia Tech was awful.
It's been forever since they've beaten Oklahoma, and Oklahoma's beaten them. Some close games, some blowouts. Every year is supposed to be this year West Virginia gets over the Oklahoma hump.
They will beat Oklahoma like a drum. Or excuse me, Oklahoma will beat them like a drum.
Last time West Virginia beat Oklahoma was when they were not in the same league, Fiesta Bowl.
Was that the game that got Bill Stewart the job?
I think it was.
Yeah, I think that was the game where for whatever reason.
Trustees were drinking too much.
Everybody got fired up and hired Bill Stewart right after Rich Rod did
that. This old man's going to get a job if we don't hire him.
We have taken Rutgers, Michigan off the list. It will not be there. Clemson and NC State in its place. We think that's going to be a tougher game than you folks expect. So a hard one to do in the pick six. And then Kentucky and South Carolina, again, a tougher game than we think most people believe that's going to be. So those are the six you'll pick tomorrow in our Buffalo Wild Wings pick six, which you do at Next Round Live. You say, well, Jim, I didn't play the first three weeks.
Does that matter?
Don't worry about it. You just have to be first place or tied for first place in any week, and you get into the finals, which comes up week 13. That is rivalry weekend. We'll have all the winners from the 12 weeks in there, and it'll be a shootout for the championship and grand prizes from our friends at Buffalo Wild Wings and other prizes we'll throw in there. We appreciate the folks at Buffalo Wild Wings who help us out with this every Friday.
Great guys. And check out those two new locations. Well, they're not new locations. They were the original locations.
280 remodeled looks really good.
150 was the first location. 280 was the second, but they've remodeled both locations. So go out, see the guys. Tell them the Next Round sent you. You're going to love those locations.
You know a program that has just turned to crap? I was just looking at the line for Oregon, Arizona. Oregon's favored by 29.
Arizona
program. They're just awful.
Yeah.
You know, there's sometimes you just got to accept who you are. And, like, you know, Dick Tomey did a great job.
I mean, he had them in the top 10 some.
Yeah. I remember one time SI had them preseason winning a national championship.
I think they went 8-4 that year.
But, you know, Mike Stoops, didn't do a horrendous
okay.
job.
Seems like he was like 7-8 win guy.
Yeah.
They're awful now.
They're struggling, PG, post Greg Byrne. PB would be better, post Byrne there. That's our show today. We made it through a whole segment without using one of my good topics. We're back tomorrow with all the things we didn't talk about in this segment, plus the pick six and Rockstar's Funhouse. Until next time, God bless you and God bless America.